Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The expectations of everybody else will cost you everything. You've got to set your own. You've got to become what it is you know you can become. You've got to let that that lives in your heart, man, that nobody knows about, that you know you're supposed to become, but you're afraid to. You've got to let that out. You've got to let him out.
I became a master of the mind because my mind was so weak. What we fear the most, we like to run away from. I took the exact opposite approach to life.
Ask yourself, what happens if you don't make it happen? What happens if you don't try? It's kind of a scary thought, right? You don't really want to think about that. That's the whole point. You have to get clear on literally what happens if you don't do it. And that thought process alone will get you wanting to make a change.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass. But you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. If you're one of those people that push work-life balance, just remember, the people who like working a lot don't care. I've never regretted trying harder at anything ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
Not everyone will understand you, and that's completely okay. You're growing in directions that people have never been. You're seeing life from a depth that they haven't reached yet. So stop trying to explain your vision to people who can't even see beyond their own limits. Your journey isn't meant to be understood. It's meant to be lived. So let them misjudge you. Let them talk all they want. You're not here to be understood. You're here to evolve. So remember always to protect your peace. Because not everyone is meant to get it.
To achieve true greatness, you must be mad. Madness and greatness are inextricably connected. You can't separate them. To get true greatness, there has to be some demons. There has to be a mad struggle in your mind. And you have to want it so badly. You have to want that result so badly that you are willing to put in more time, more effort, more focus, more hours.
What do you both think about fear?
I'm not in this world to live up to your expectations. I'm here to live up to mine.
He who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life.
Fear is a teacher, and I don't skip class.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay, okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Relax, breathe, be still, find your center. This world is chaotic, I know, and I'm sure there's a lot going on that you wish you could change.
It's all noisy and your head may be a mess, but it is important that you do not forget your true state, who you really are. This is not you. You know that this is not you. This is a result of external forces clouding your mind and soul. And when that happens, it is easy to get lost and disoriented, and that is exhausting. I know it. However, if you take the time to just be still, to breathe and silence the noise, you will again find your center, as well as the peace and clarity that you have been missing for so long.
Best thing you can do for the rest of your life is to work on your eternal life. That's the alternate orbit that the real Titans play in. And so what I'm suggesting is, the best way to spend the rest of your life is developing who you are. Know what your problem is? Your problem is that you don't need to change. You don't need to fix your problems. You don't view the things that are destroying you as something that has to stop. Sure, you have this idea of who you want to be. You have this vision of what you want your life to look like. You like the idea of being this transformed version of yourself. But you don't have to become that. In reality, if you stay the same, life really isn't that bad. You say things like, what's another day? What's another week? Are those the words of somebody who is desperate for change? No, those are the words of somebody who has a vision, but no real intention of materializing it. The reality is, no matter how bad you say you want it, until the pain of staying where you're at is greater than the pain of changing your behavior, that vision you have for your life is always going to remain a vision.
It's nothing more practical than developing a vision. Without a vision, you're chaotic and fragmented and hopeless and disappointed, and someone can stop you just by putting up a single obstacle. You have no forward movement. Your life is a sequence of disappointments and frustrations and tragedies, and you're a leaf blowing in the wind. And that is not what you're called to be.
When you get what you want in your struggle for self and the world makes you king for a day, just go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that man has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass. The fellow whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back from the glass. He's the fellow to please, never mind all the rest. He's with you clear to the end, and you've passed your most difficult, dangerous test. If the man in the glass is your friend, you may fool the whole world down the pathway of years and get pats on the back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartache and tears if you've cheated the man in the glass.
Here's an exercise for you. Take a piece of paper, write at the top, dream list, and then make a list of all your dreams. But what about this and what about that? No, decide what's right before you decide what's possible. Don't decide, well, we can't afford this and we couldn't do that. Like, stop. That's helplessness. That's habit. That's these old negative habit patterns holding you back before you even decide what you want. Most people are figuring out why they can't have it. What you do is you say, wait a minute, if I had no limitations, and this is the key, you dream as though you had no limitations. Nothing's holding you back. And ask yourself this question. What one great thing would I dare to dream if I knew I could not fail? What one great thing would you dare to dream if you knew you could not fail? Imagine you were absolutely guaranteed a success at any one thing, big or small, long-term or short-term, in the whole world. What would it be? And write it down. This is the starting point of great achievement, because what will happen is that if you can clearly define that target, you can hit it. You eventually always hit the targets that you set for yourself, but you can't hit a target that you can't see.
Has become like a magnet. They pull you that direction, and the better you describe them, the more they pull. Believe you can get what you want like a child. Not an adult. Adults are too skeptical. So the formula really reads, make plans like an adult and believe in them like a child.
You know, we hit about three or four or five crossroads in our life, and these are major crossroads. You know, you're 20, then you're 30, then you're 40, and you go, oh, did I make a mistake? You're 30, that's going to affect 40. And so the point is, it's all about the comeback. I'm all about that. Like, okay, stop this progress, reverse it before you keep going with it. So I love stories about redemption, like the comeback. Because, guys, it's all about the comeback. If I see a fighter, for example, and he's undefeated, oh, he's 44-0 with 44 knockouts, I go, boring. I mean, great athlete, but boring in the sense that I want to see the guy who's lost 10 times come back. That's that, because that's what life is.
Every day, the same answer came back to me. Do you want to be on your deathbed knowing that you could, but you didn't? So why do you care about what people are thinking when they're not trying to go where the you're trying to go?
I had to stop giving a about people. That was the biggest thing. It was you. So you better figure out who the you are on this journey. And those few people who don't, many people don't like you, so be it. But you first have to figure out you, because a lot of people die with a lot of untapped potential because you're trying to be somebody that they're not. So I was able to figure out my own potential by figuring out me. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen, mm-hmm. right? So the only thing that you can do is have some chosen suffering to prepare for it.
If I could do one thing for people to help them be successful, I would take procrastination out of their lives. Because procrastination leads to good intentions. Well, you know, someday, you know, someday. You know, one of these days becomes none of these days. I wish when people procrastinate, they'd just be honest. I wish they would just say, I'm not waiting for tomorrow. I'm never going to do it. You have bought into a lie that someday you're going to do something that you're unwilling to do now. And I can promise you, if you're unwilling to do it today, what makes you think you'll be so good tomorrow that you'll do it? Again, like my mentor John Wooden said, when opportunity comes, it's too late to prepare. Well, why is it too late to prepare? Because you didn't prepare on the front end. Get ready.
Start before you're ready. Don't prepare. Begin. Remember, the enemy is not your lack of preparation. It's not the difficulty of the project or the state of the marketplace or the emptiness in your bank account. The enemy is resistance.
You truly believe that you have the power within you to change. The first step would be saying, I have to take responsibility for myself right now, because I got to start thinking differently. I got to start acting differently. I got to start feeling different. It's going to be hard. If it was easy, everybody would be doing this. When the person sits through the fire and sits through all of that anxiety, all that hatred, all that anger, and keeps lowering the volume, sooner or later, the body's going to release it.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're not willing to sacrifice for your goals, then your goal will become the sacrifice. But here's the thing. It's a sacrifice either way. You're going to either sacrifice momentary pleasure or you're going to sacrifice your goal.
Next time you worry about someone else judging you, take a second to realize that you're actually judging yourself. Words, opinions, criticisms can only hurt you to the degree that you believe they're true. So ask yourself, why does this sting? What part of me agrees with them? And how can I support myself instead of externalizing this insecurity? When you stop giving so much weight to the opinions of others and start questioning your own instead, you'll see that it's not their judgment that's hurting you at all. It's your own self-doubt. So reframe the narrative and take your power back.
Your life and your growth has to be stored up before it shows up. So when you see somebody that's done something very well, they didn't just start practicing on that yesterday. You're never good the first time. They've been consistent. And because of their consistency, they've arrived to a level that begins to show and display growth and excellence. And that's what I want for you.
So I want to ask you, can you admit something in your life that you don't feel like you deserve or have earned? Can you admit a goal or a dream that you want to chase, but you're feeling like, nah, I can't fly that high. I'm not equipped. I don't really have the ability. I'm not qualified. Can you admit something in your life that guilt is keeping you from getting? Can you admit something that you don't want to start, continue, or finish because you're afraid to? Say it aloud to yourself. Write it down. Confess. Admit it.
You have to push yourself to a point where you have to consider, am I even meant for this? Am I even built for this? This might be too hard. And then you regroup and you recover and you gain the focus back and you gain the ambition back the very next day, and you're doing it over again.
Coming back from the doubt, I'm coming back from the hate, I'm coming back from the depression, I'm coming back from the anxiety, I'm coming back from all the racing thoughts, the challenging thoughts, the intrusive thoughts. I'm coming back. It's comeback season. It's a new season. It's a new day. It's a day to smile. It's a day to be in joy. It's a day to laugh. It's a day to cry in joy, in laughter, in life. It's a day to shine, because it's a new season. It's a new me. This is the real me coming out, showing up. That did not shut me up. I'm still chat. It's a new season.
I would have this anxiety about the future of, like, why haven't I made it yet? Why are these other people doing better than me? Like, is this not going to work? What if I'm on the wrong path? Action alleviates anxiety. The only thing I could control is that I would get better. Whenever you have that feeling that things should be happening faster, use action as your coping mechanism.
You hear this all the time. Don't sweat the small stuff. The one percenters, the 0.01, they sweat every single detail.
Everybody's afraid of failure. It's embarrassing, but the journey to success comes with a lot of what? Failure. So why the don't you teach yourself, like I taught myself, is how to fail properly. It's not saying be a failure. You're going to have to learn how to get up extremely fast, because you are going to have a million setbacks on this journey. And that's how I literally taught myself how to fail first. Because I knew that if I was afraid of failure, I would have never been able to be a Navy SEAL.
That you're not in the dark taking care of you.
Like, you're not becoming the giant you're going to be one day. You're not becoming the superstar you're going to be one day. You're so worried about what I see in the light that you're not doing what you need to do to become the person you need to become. So it doesn't bother you that you're not walking in your anointing. You're not walking in your calling gift. This is why you're losing, because you're so worried about what people think about you that you're not in the dark working on you. You're so worried about, and that's why you're losing.
So I just want you to remember that average is the enemy. Success is your responsibility. And change can take place in an instant if you are willing to flip the switch.
Eliminate all external distractions and just focus on the process itself and enjoying it every single day. Chopping wood, carrying water. Greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up. The Buddha says, being in a state of pain, anxiety, or in a state of suffering comes from attachment. When you're attached to things, attached to people, attached to identities, attached to philosophies, then you end up being in a situation where you experience pain. But you don't have to experience suffering if you live in a state of no expectation, where you're just living life, taking it day by day, step by step, and enjoying yourself. You always have the pain of comparison. You know, it's easy to compare yourself in the age of the internet to other people. The pain of living in the future, right? The pain of what you could be, you should be, but you aren't. You can liberate yourself from a lot of these things by living in the present moment, by being here right now.
We may not be able to control everything in our outer world, but we certainly can control our inner world. And so it's not so important to not react. I mean, everybody reacts, I react. The question is, how long are you going to react? So if you keep an emotional reaction going on for an extended period of time, you're memorizing that emotion, and your body, as the unconscious mind, is believing it's living in the same past experience 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We become addicted to the very life we don't even like. So it's important then for people to realize then, when you have that moment where you have crisis or something breaks down, that you do have control over it, and it's a formula.
If you think that everything is too good to be true, you're going to be right 9 out of 10 times. The only issue is that 1 out of every 10 opportunity, that could be the one that could change your life. So optimists fail far more than cynics, but eventually they hit a home run. So always keep your guard up, protect yourself. Be street smart, but never fully close yourself off to the fact that you might have a life-changing opportunity in front of you.
These are words to remember when anyone tries to tell you to give up, tell you to give in, because whatever you're trying to do is impossible. Impossible is just a word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact. It's an opinion. I'm here to say you will make mistakes along the way. You will fall down. I have, many times. But what we do after that fall is how we make history. Because impossible is nothing.
If you look at the greats in any walk of life, the greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation.
Don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, make it better. Build belief. Build confidence to the point where nothing can hurt you, because you know exactly who you are. You've faced your demons. You were able to hear all your past traumas. I'm no longer embarrassed. I'm no longer ashamed. Being ashamed is one of the biggest things that kill people nowadays.
It's risky is living your life and never trying for anything and never doing something brave and never getting yourself scared, and in a good way.
You know, if I see something, I see an opportunity, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We only, you know, we're all going to die one day. So we live like that. Live like you could die tomorrow. You know, go for it.
A lot of people think they have all this time, so they fucking waste it. And they never go out and do what they really set out to do or accomplish or do anything great in their life. You think when you're young that you have all this time, You have no time. There's no time. There is no tomorrow. You know, there is no tomorrow. That shit. Let's get all this done today.
Contemplate the price you pay for inaction. So I think a lot of the time we presume that inaction has no cost, but it does. Inaction does have a cost because your attention is the most important thing that you have. So contemplate the price that you pay for inaction. It's a justification for you doing things sooner rather than later and committing.
Every morning when you get up, say over and over to yourself, do it now, do it now, do it now. I do it now, do it now. Whenever you have this tendency to procrastinate, program your subconscious mind with this automatic conditioned command. Do it now, do it now, do it now. The key to overcoming procrastination is to develop a sense of urgency. Be the kind of person who gets things done quickly. Be the kind of person who launches fast on a task. Say over and over to yourself, do it now, do it now, do it now. Do you know that less than 2% of the population have a sense of urgency, and that there is not an example of a successful person anywhere who does not have a sense of urgency? That if you just develop a sense of urgency with somebody who gives you a task, that you get on it and do it fast, that alone will move you into the top ranks in a very short period of time.
How do you try to make them understand you when they don't even understand themselves? They judge your actions, but don't even care to think about theirs. They criticize your every move while they blindly stumble around. You're trying to garner respect from the wrong peoples. It is apples and oranges. They view reality differently than you do. And every minute you spend trying to sell them on your dream is a minute you are not spending actually trying to achieve it.
When you're grateful, you can't be worried. You can't be fearful. When you're grateful, you can't be angry. And anger and fear are what screw people up most in their relationships, in their life, in their business. So I wire myself. I was saying to you that most people want to be happy, but their habit is to be worried or pissed off or frustrated or stressed. And so they've got a highway to stress and they got a dirt road to happiness.
One of my most powerful motivational frames is thinking about the person that I want to become as the destination. And thinking like, I want to be bulletproof. I want to be bulletproof in these ways. I want to be bulletproof in my marriage. I want to be bulletproof in my business, etc. And I think about that man, whoever I want him to be. Like we said, hell is when you look at who you could have been and realize that you're not that person. And then I think, if I were to make that man, what would I put that man through to make him who he is? Like, it wouldn't be easy times. It wouldn't be quick wins. It wouldn't even be easy wins. It would be the toil and the struggle of achieving and reaching for things that are right out of grasp. And so when I'm going through those like really harder times, I like to think of like looking in my mental mirror of like, I'm making you. I'm not there yet, but I'm making you.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My prayer for you is that you win the battle that no one knows about, because usually those are the toughest.
On the other end of suffering, is a life that many people don't know even exists. It's a beautiful world. We all live in this world where our brains are keeping us in this box. Outside that box, on the other edge of suffering, is a world that's endless of opportunity. But we are afraid to go outside that box because in that box it's comfortable. Outside that box, man, God gives you a shovel and says, man, start digging. That's not fun. But when you dig your own path to all kind of stuff that's unknown.
There ain't nothing you can do about what's gonna happen to you. You can't stop life from happening. You can do something about it. Life is 10% what happened to you, is 90% what you do about it. You got to stop tripping every time something happened to you like it's the end of the world. It ain't. Just change your mindset. If you change your attitude, you change your altitude.
To succeed, you got to overcome your fears, battle your own greed, conquer your own demons, become unsure, second guess everything you believe in, survive through the suffering to figure out the meaning, and go hard to the moment you bring the cream in. You might lose sleep, but it's gonna feel like you're dreaming.
Like the process of self-improvement. At the end of the day, you got to ask yourself the question, what fulfills you? Like winning and losing, cool, of course it bothers you emotionally, right? But when you put in work, when you prepare, when you give everything you got to something, the process of self-improvement, even if it doesn't go the way you want it to go, you still have something to hang on to, knowing that you put some pride into the process of it, right? Just the process of self-improvement. When you do things, you try your best to do it a certain way, right? It's not predicated upon outcome. I'm not doing it, like he said, because I'm trying to attain this. I'm not doing it because I'm trying to get this. I'm not doing it for this, because the moment you get into the for this, to get this, this, like, you're going to be on the emotional roller coaster. So every once in a while, man, I think you got to pull your head up for a little bit of air and just ask yourself, man, like, what is it that fulfills me when I'm chasing that dragon? You know what I'm saying? Fulfillment is a powerful thing.
Best advice I can give you on that is treat the past as a school. Let it teach you the mistakes you've made, the things that went wrong, the things that didn't work. Don't use the past as a burden to carry, and don't use the past as a club to beat yourself to death. Past losses, past failures, past mistakes. But let the past be a school. Tough school, maybe. We've all been through some tough stuff. So if you feel good about the past, draw from it for experience and let it teach you. Then next is how you feel about the future. We've got to have the future well designed. The future is called the promise.
Those racing thoughts you have, sleepless nights, the anxiety, it's all there for a reason. It's telling you something. It's telling you that you need to take action. All of those emotions are telling you that you're meant for more than this. So don't ignore it.
You know, don't allow the storms that come into your life to make you lose that gratitude, to make you lose the appreciation for waking up. Learn how to dance in the rain, dance through the storm. Embrace the storms, right? Because these things that happen to us, right? Hard times, difficulties, obstacles, they're inevitable. So the best thing you can do is learn how to work with the flow of life rather than against it. You know, don't try to run away from the pain. Don't try to escape the obstacles that come into your life. No, learn how to embrace them head on. Learn how to go through them, because that's where growth happens.
Everyone's just looking out for themselves, and that's okay. But it's time for you to start prioritizing yourself too. Trust that things will fall into place and that everything will work out for the best. You've overcome a lot through this journey and stayed hopeful even when things felt impossible. It's okay to be selfish too. It's your turn now to get what you deserve.
You're not really enjoying while you pursue the goal, whatever it is in your life. If you're not really enjoying the doing because you are so focused on becoming and achieving and arriving at this future point, that the enjoyment of the doing is so greatly diminished or disappears completely because all you want to do is arrive, but you're not there yet.
I can't handle not knowing. Can't handle not finding out. I don't want to not find out. The not knowing will drive me crazy. the wondering what if. Whoops, could be embarrassed of failure? Could be ashamed of losing? I mean, those are already two things that when I just say them, if I hear somebody else say that to me, I'm reaching out going, no, do you feel more? No, don't be ashamed, screw up, find out.
Number one, you have to stop regretting the past. There's nothing you can do about it. Don't forget the past. You can learn from it and get better from it so you don't make the same mistakes, but you gotta stop regretting the past. Number two is stop worrying about the future. Psychologists have found that 85% of what you worry about on a daily basis will never happen. That's a waste of your energy, that's a waste of your time. And number three, stop looking for your happiness in other people. Other people cannot make you happy. It is absolutely impossible.
When you form a partnership, you make one decision. My decision is to be great. My decision is to be unstoppable. My decision is to win. My decision is to whatever it may be. Then after you make that decision, you got to commit to it. How many times have you talked yourself out of the commitment? You've talked yourself out of the commitment.
It's not a bad thing to be unique. It's not a bad thing to be different. It's not a bad thing to be comfortable with yourself, regardless of what everybody else around you is doing.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Many times people want to rush. They want to accelerate the journey. But they don't understand that the journey is lifelong. There is no end goal. There is no end destination. You are in this journey from the moment you were born until you die. Today is just another what? Brick that you're laying to build your ideal house.
We have a choice to accept life as it is, or be an active force for good to decide, I don't want to just survive. This is not me. What it takes to survive and what it takes to live, those are two totally different things. Do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
Where you are now, it's just a reflection of your past thoughts, your past thinking. So if you want to change your future, you got to change your thoughts now and then put them into action ultimately.
You have to go through the fire first. You have to experience the full fall and the complete self-loathing in order to come around to something like the forgiving of oneself. It's when you skip responsibility, when you use a substitute emotion like guilt, which is of no use to anyone. But if you feel the real thing, which is shame, hatred, humiliation, and self-loathing, that is the door. And if you get through that, then you can forgive yourself.
You can never lose faith. That's the key. You have to believe in something that you can't see.
You have to believe when you can't, when you don't see no way how.
You have to stop. You have to stop giving in to every little short-term impulse that enters your brain. You have to stop giving in to whatever feels good in the moment. You are going down an empty road. And the further you go down that road, the more you try to satisfy that appetite, the appetite just grows. It can never be satisfied. So long as you try to satisfy your carnal desires and your short-term impulses, you are going to live a life of suffering. But if you choose to suffer up front, you pay in full now, you are going to become somebody that you are proud of. You are going to become somebody that you respect. And that feeling is so much more satisfying and so much longer lasting than any other form of cheap dopamine that you're chasing after. Walk away from that path now because it is leading you absolutely nowhere.
Your back is against the wall. And every single one of you can relate to this because this is what's difficult about failure. The disappointment is on you. It is your fault. And you go through failure alone. Failure gives you two choices. You stay down or you get up. All of you understand the disappointment of failure. And I can stay down or I can get my ass up, and I'm in the getting up business.
Someday it's gonna be your last day. It's gonna be our last day. So I'm gonna live every day as if it's my last day and do stuff that I always wanted to do, because I don't want to go, oh man, I'm dying tomorrow, I'm dying now, and I missed it. I don't want to think about what I could have, should have done. I want to do it now, and I don't care about talent. I just care about doing it now because I want it. I want to do it, and it's within me.
I think you know what you're supposed to do deep down inside. I think everybody does. A lot of people just don't go after it. You know, and like most people start out, they say, I want to be a this, but I'm going to get that to make sure I have something to fall back on. Yeah, and what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for failure because you're going, there's a possibility that I'm going to fall back. And when you put that out there, then you fall back. But if you just say, hey, this is what I want to do, and you go do it, you usually get your stuff the way you want it, man.
You know, courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes it's the quiet voice at the end of the day whispering, I will try again tomorrow. The journey towards your dreams starts with the courage to begin, to take that first step despite the uncertainty that lies ahead. It's about acknowledging your fears and at the same time not letting them hold you back. Every great achievement began with the decision to try. To step into the unknown, the path may not always be clear, and the destination may seem distant, yet every step you take is a victory. It's a testament to your strength, your resilience. Remember, the only impossible journey is the one you never begin. So muster your courage, take that first step, and watch as the path unfolds before you.
It's okay to be a little lost. It's okay to not know. It's okay to be a little bit confused. It is okay. You know, stop beating yourself up so much about it. Stop feeling like you need to be there or with this person or at that point in life, or you need to have what they had. Just take a step back, take a breath, and just be where your feet are. It is okay. It is just a season in your life. It's just a period in your journey. It's not going to last forever.
When you die, you'll be dead for a very long time. Also, I don't know if you know this, you were not born for a very long time. Even though life is long, it's also, if you take a step up, very short. The concept of not squeezing the shit out of it, from a happiness standpoint, from a trying standpoint, from an ambitious standpoint, is ludicrous to me.
You know for a fact in your mind, yeah, I should probably be doing it. And then you don't do it. I mean, you just cheat yourself. If you got something that you want, what is stopping you from getting it? You got to realize that you're in complete control, right? You're behind the wheel every fucking day.
Sometimes you think you need all this help when you gotta fight your own fight. Yeah, it's good to get help once in a while, but sooner or later you won't know how to get through anything. You have to struggle to succeed and to feel proud of yourself. You're only gonna become what you're able to overcome. And the reality is, if you don't struggle, you'll never fly.
Do all that you can do. And when you've done all you can do, and hell still comes to breakfast, let it finish out and pick up the pieces, learn from it, and start all over again.
Every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're going through this and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success. The sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend the knee to their hate and fit back into the conformity because it's comfortable and it's warm.
So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things. But you have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change. And it's not dependent on anybody else. It don't matter what your mama think. It don't matter what your coworkers think. It don't matter what your siblings think. This decision is yours and yours alone.
How many of us live day in and day out applying our life to something that doesn't matter to us in the end? Something that doesn't ignite the passion or the fire within our soul, that is a sign that you are not stepping in your calling, that you are not walking on the path that was intended for you, the path that will ultimately lead to the impact left on this earth.
And so the question remains, and I ask people all the time, man, who are you when it goes south, man? Not when you get what you want. We know when the sun's shining and you get what you want, you're gonna smile. But when you don't get what you want, when it doesn't go the way you want it to, even if it affects and impacts you on a physical level, who are you? Because that's the person that your kids are gonna learn from. That's the person that your parents raised. That's the person that will go out and either positively or negatively affect and impact the world.
When will you stop looking on from the outside in and step into the arena and say, now is my time. Now is the time for me to showcase all of the greatness within me. This is a fight I am showing up to. Win or lose, people will know that I was here because this mattered. This mattered enough to get beaten and bloody and sweaty and be tired and walk into that 15th round stumbling, knowing that I've got nothing left in the tank, but still I show up, still I stand, still I rise because I have just enough left in me to show that this was worth it to me.
But what's the separating factor? When talent meets talent, talent is no longer enough. When talent meets talent, talent is no longer enough. Now it's about who has character. Now it's about who has integrity. Now it's about who's dedicated, who's committed. Now it's about who's gonna show up on time. Now it's about who's willing to do extra.
Potential is a pretty scary thing because there's two sides of it. There's what you could do with it and what you won't do with it. Just imagine if you woke up every day filled with purpose and got to work first. What if you stayed late? What if you did more than what was required of you? What if you set the example every day? Until you approach every day like you're on a one-day contract, a multi-year will never be in your future.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, y'all ready for a lecture? Talk about the importance of nothing. You get up every day, you're entitled to nothing. Nobody owes you nothing. You could have talent, but if you don't have discipline and you don't execute, you don't focus, what do you get? Nothing. If you're complacent and not paying attention to detail, what does that get you? Nothing. So, nothing is acceptable but your best. Everything is determined by what you do and you trying to be your best. And that's the only thing. There should be nothing else.
You want motivation and you want inspiration. That's great. I think you should have them. In fact, I think it's like brushing your teeth or taking a shower. I think you should have motivation and inspiration from external sources on a daily basis. It's what you do with that motivation and inspiration that matters. You see, the motivation and inspiration that you receive should require action. It should get you to take a step. It should get you to do something, make progress towards a goal or a dream, or something it is you're trying to accomplish. If you use that motivation and inspiration to take action, that will start to create habits. And those actions that turn into habits create discipline.
Understand this also. You have these dreams. Dreams without goals remain dreams, just dreams, and ultimately fuel disappointment. Dreams without goals, yearly goals, light goals, daily goals, monthly goals, hourly goals, minute by minute goals. Dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment. Goals on the road to achievement cannot be achieved without discipline and consistency. Between goals and achievement are discipline and consistency.
You're right all along, Phil. Dreams are for rookies.
No, kid. Giving up is for rookies. I came back because I'm not quitting on you. I'm willing to go the distance. How about you?
There are two kinds of sufferers in this world. Those who suffer from a lack of life, and those who suffer from an overabundance of life. The realm of the real spirit, the true artist, the saint, the philosopher, is rarely achieved. Why so few? Why is world history and evolution not stories of progress, but rather this endless and futile addition of zeros? No greater values have developed. Hell, the Greeks 3,000 years ago were just as advanced as we are. So what are these barriers that keep people from reaching anywhere near their real potential? The answer to that can be found in another question, and that's this. Which is the most universal human characteristic? Fear or laziness?
Creating that discipline and then supplementing it continually with additional motivation as I create those discipline things around it, that allows me to start creating internal motivation and internal inspiration. And when I combine those together with the external sources that bring me those, man, success and what I can accomplish, that level goes so far up. That's when I start seeing my actual potential. When I use those things to get me started to light that initial fire, and then use it and take an actual step. And I don't care how big that step is. If you've never worked out, I don't expect you to go to the gym for 2 or 3 hours every day as a first step. The first step is go to the gym. Maybe you don't even get out of your car. Maybe you just get there. Because the motivation and inspiration got you to get in your vehicle and drive to the gym. That's step one. And then you use it again the next day, and now we drive to the gym and we actually walk in. But maybe we just take a lap. Maybe we just walk around the gym and see what it has to offer. And the next time we actually go in, we walk around, we sit down, and we do 5 or 10 minutes of working out. You see, those are starting to create the action steps that are becoming the habits. My habit is now daily I go to the gym. And then I can take that habit one step further through discipline. I can start going there and actually doing something. And every time I go there and do a little bit more, it creates that internal motivation because now I start to see progress. And that progress creates internal motivation. And now that internal motivation combined with that external motivation takes me to levels that I belong in. Because you were built for greatness. And using the external motivation and inspiration to get that journey started, that's how we get there.
Every single day you wake up with a choice. You can either do the thing that you did yesterday that got you a little bit closer to who you want to be, or you can do something else. That's your choice. There is no such thing as staying consistent. It is just a matter of choosing to do the thing that you did yesterday that got you closer to your goals instead of choosing to do something else. That is what it boils down to. There's no secret, there's no hack, there's no motivational video that's going to teach you how to make the right choice. You just have to choose it. You don't worry about the past choices that you've made. You don't worry about the choices you're going to make tomorrow. You worry about the choice that is right in front of you. You can either do the thing that got you closer, or you can do the thing that got you further away.
Problems in your life are your own dang fault. And so the answer and the fixing the problems in your life are in your own dang hands. The responsibility for the well-being of your family, your wife, your husband, your children are yours. Are yours. But it takes guts. It takes a sense of response. It takes a backbone. It takes men and women with the bark on. Quit pointing the finger, look in the mirror, and go get it done. Make the hard decisions, make the sacrifice, and fix stuff.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time. It's the one thing we all think we have more of, but the truth is slipping through your fingers faster than you realize. And you know it. Deep down, you feel it. That quiet panic when you look at the clock, at the calendar, at the months flying by and realize you haven't done what you said you'd do. You haven't become who you said you'd be. The hard truth, you're wasting too much time. You tell yourself, I'll start tomorrow. But tomorrow turns into next week. Next week turns into next year. And before you know it, years have passed, and you're still in the same place, still making the same excuses, still telling yourself you'll get to it eventually. But eventually is a lie you tell yourself to feel better about doing nothing. And the worst part? You're running out of eventualities. You think you have time, but you don't. Time doesn't wait for you to get motivated. It doesn't care if you're ready. It doesn't care if you're scared, tired, or unsure. Time moves, whether you do or not. And if you're not careful, it'll leave you behind. Here's what you need to hear. The life you want isn't going to wait for you. The dreams you have, the goals you set, the person you want to become. None of that is going to happen if you keep wasting your days. You say you want more out of life, but your actions say otherwise. You're spending hours scrolling, procrastinating, putting off what you know needs to be done. And for what? To feel a little more comfortable? To avoid the discomfort of growth? That comfort you're clinging to? It's a trap. It's stealing your time. It's stealing your potential. It's keeping you from the life you're capable of living. Look, I get it. Taking action is hard. Starting is hard. Pushing through fear, doubt, and uncertainty is hard. But do you know what's even harder? Regret. Waking up one day and realizing you've wasted years of your life on things that don't matter. That you traded your dreams for distractions. That you let the clock run out while you were too busy avoiding the hard work. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop telling yourself, you'll start when you feel ready. You'll never feel ready. The perfect moment doesn't exist. The stars will never align. If you keep waiting for everything to be just right, you'll be waiting for the rest of your life. The truth is, time isn't the problem. The problem is you. You're the one choosing to stay stuck. You're the one choosing to spend your time on things that don't matter. You're the one choosing to let your fear, your doubt, your procrastination control you. And the longer you let that happen, the harder it's going to be to break free. But here's the good news. You can break free. You can stop wasting time. You can take control of your life. Right now. Today. It doesn't matter how many days, weeks, or years you've wasted. What matters is what you do with the time you have left. So, how do you stop wasting time? How do you take back control? It starts with one decision. Decide that you're done. Done making excuses, done waiting, done settling for less than what you know you're capable of, and then take action. It doesn't have to be big, it doesn't have to be perfect, it just has to be something. Start small if you have to. Set a goal for today, just today. Make it specific. Make it achievable. And then do it. Prove to yourself that you can follow through. And once you do, set another goal for tomorrow. And the next day. And the next. This is how you build momentum. This is how you break free from the cycle of wasting time. By taking one step and then another and then another. And every step you take is a reminder that you're in control. That your time belongs to you. That you're capable of creating a life that matters. But you have to want it. You have to want it more than you want comfort. More than you want ease. More than you want distractions. You have to want it enough to push through the fear, the doubt, the uncertainty. You have to want it enough to do the work, even when it's hard, even when it's boring, even when it feels like you're not making progress. Because here's the thing about time. It rewards those who respect it. If you use your time wisely, if you invest it in the things that matter, it will pay you back in ways you can't even imagine. But if you waste it, it's gone. Forever. This is your wake-up call. Your reminder that you don't have time to waste. That the life you want is waiting for you. But it won't wait forever. So stop scrolling. Stop procrastinating. Stop making excuses. Start moving. Start building. Start becoming the person you know you're meant to be. Because one day, you'll look back on your life. And the only question that will matter is, did I use my time well? Did I live the life I was capable of living? Don't let your answer be, no. Time is precious. Use it wisely. The clock is ticking and it's not going to stop for you.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.